Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Say it up. I love it. Always a good time. So you're not part of the problem. Really, seriously, no joke. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I appreciate the time you're on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the solution as a whole. Really. Rick Amato joins me right after the break. Always appreciate, again, his time with me as well. God, there is so much going on. Right? I mean, Joey B, we could do 3 full hours on only Joey B. And I don't want to. He gets boring after a while. You already know what he's going to do, how he's going to do, when he's going to do, right? There's nothing new here. Some of you heard that the Senator Kennedy reading that genderqueer book, or part of it. And the author, who knows that these books are in libraries and high schools, that these books are in junior high schools and working their way down, after hearing Senator Kennedy read it, comes out and says, the book is not for kids. Hello? Then why is it suggested for high school? Why don't you speak up as the author and go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. No, not where I wanted it, not where I expected it to go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Genderqueer author May Kobabi, I guess, reacted to Republican Senator reading sexually explicit passage. That was John Kennedy. He read it during the Senate hearing. He said the book isn't recommended for kids. Don't know why he brought it up that way. Why? Because it's in all the schools. It's found in public schools around the country. Last Tuesday, one of the titles was Kobabe's Genderqueer, a graphic novel that has caused controversy among parents and criticized for its depictions of sex acts as well as discussion of masturbation. It was banned in 2021. Now, ready? This is according to the American Library Association. They don't want to ban anything. Kennedy read one of the passages from Genderqueer at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. I just, all this stuff I find just interesting, funny, whatever. He said, I've seen a clip, another trans activist friend texted it to me with a very congratulations and I'm sorry, quote unquote. The point of the comics was initially to be a tool to help me come out of my own come out to my own family, a way to say, hey, this is what I'm talking about when I talk about gender. The pronouns are the tip of the iceberg. Really? So we need a book to hand to parents to have them figure it out? We can't talk to parents anymore? Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not buying it. How's that? The Washington Post also added the way protests or protesters have described the book online. They make it sound like it's marketed to six-year-olds. Well, it's in schools. You can deny that all you want to, but I can send parents out tonight. 10, 12 of them will grab a book out of the library or school class in schools. It's not for kids. She said that they keep calling it a children's book. It's not. Senator Kennedy implied it was a children's book, but I think coming from a misreading of the comic book form Genderqueer, they look at it, you know, looks a little like a comic book. It's in full color, but it's not for children. Right. Okay. She said originally she wrote it for parents. Parents were buying it for older teens. Those who were already questioning their sexuality. You know, again, why is this being taught in school? It needs to be taught at home. All right? Really, really that simple. If genderqueer kids need stories, if gay kids need stories, lesbian kids need stories, they get that little thing in their hand called a smartphone. And that smartphone will do all kinds of things. So they can look up anything they want to. They can, but God's sakes, they can look up porn, for God's sakes. So this isn't 1952, where when you banned a book from a city or a town or what have you, it was impossible to see it. Now you ban a book, you ban a whatever. The kid looks at you and giggles, whips out his smartphone, and watches it anyway. Now the author says at one point that the book was for the high school and above age group. And high school ages are between 14 and 18. No, not in agreement. Not even close. I mean, seriously. Went on to say, when I was on a book tour in 2019, I was asked many times, what age reader do you recommend the book for? I always answered high school and above. You know, you'd be closer to reality if you said junior and above. No, really, honestly. I've seen the book. I've seen the pictures. If we were caught with a Playboy, you know how much trouble we would have got into? Close. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I mean, just be part of the conversation. The way you become part of the a useful part of the conversation, not a useless idiot, is real simple. Right? You get informed. Once you get informed, you get out there, do all the fighting you need to do, but at least you'll have you'll have what it takes. You'll have the information you need to make it work. Because this truly is crazy. When you hear somebody, I mean, if you listen to AOC the other day, how she keeps getting reelected is beyond me. I don't know how much drugs she's giving these people for free in the streets or what, but I can't imagine anybody with two brain cells voting for her, thinking she's a good addition to the team. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Love having him on with me. And Rick, I mean, a lot of crazy stuff going on today.
Yeah, there sure is. And unfortunately, we could probably say it every day.
I know, right? I mean, seriously. But you, but it's things like, you know, when you have the mayor of New York City, right, Mr. Sanctuary City himself, coming out and saying, listen to the number carefully. We can't handle this. This is going to shut down New York City. We get 10,000 migrants here every month. 10,000. Yeah, Texas wishes that's all they got. Texas would take 10,000 a week. But they're not. They're getting so much more than that. Don't you find this hypocrisy from city to city, city run by, you know, Dems just amazing?
Yeah, and it feels like it's never been more bizarre. I'll choose the word bizarre. You did say crazy. Than it is today. I mean, one of the reasons why I call myself a conservative is I believe in less government. I believe in smaller government because I don't believe either political party can be trusted carte blanche, so to speak. That's why I want minimal government. And so, you know, to see where we are today, it feels surreal. And, you know, you said hypocritical. Yeah, it is. And what's weird about it is it's so obvious. There was no nuance there in terms of New York City can't handle 10,000 illegal immigrants, but let's let the other places that we say they're okay to cross handle 10 times that amount.
Okay. Yeah, and actually got on a case of Greg Abbott and a few other governors who said, look, we can't handle this. This is killing us. So, I mean, seriously interesting to watch this happen, to watch this thing unfold, and the left find that it's so unfair.
Yeah, and I don't know if Abbott responded to that rhetoric, but he should have said, if he hasn't, he should have said, well, now you know. Now we know.
I don't know if you heard that the Border Patrol, they sent two busloads of migrants that they grabbed at the border and sent them to San Diego, your part of town.
Oh, and my gosh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, just dumped them. And matter of fact, there's video of the Border Patrol agents looking at them saying, go, you're free. The governor says you can come here. And, I mean, he has... Newsom has said, you know, we welcome them all. These people are looking for a better life and this and that. And we're dying in this state financially, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but gas up here just hit $6.49 a gallon. $6.49.
That's about where it is down here, depending on where you, you know, which station you go to. It's about right.
God.
Crazy. I went home, I say home, where I grew up, visit my parents about 2 weeks ago, Pittsburgh. And a friend of mine from high school was driving me somewhere. He picked me up at the airport. And I was even on my mind, and we passed the gas station, and I saw $3.49. Oh, and I couldn't believe it. And I just burst out laughing, like, oh, my God, look at that gas price. And he said, oh, yeah, that's high around here. That's high.
Wow. That's high? They actually said that.
He said that to me.
Wow.
Yeah. That was my reaction. I was like, wow, and I'm just like laughing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would have been laughing. As a matter of fact, I would have been laughing and just couldn't bought myself a tanker truck maybe and brought it back with me. You know what I'm saying?
No kidding.
I mean, you never know what it's, you know, and I was telling somebody that doesn't live in the state that we have seasonal blends. What the heck is a seasonal blend? I said, California, got to call it something cool. And with it, you know, so because we travel more, we drive more in the summertime. It's a different blend. It doesn't doesn't ruin the air quality as much. So we have to pay more for it. And they're like, oh my God, and you still live there? I mean, it is pretty asinine with everything that's going on. You saw the governor again. He wussed out because he saw that the problems that we were having with power. He has decided that storing storing natural gas now is okay. It wasn't for it a while back, but he's okay now with it because he sees the need for it. Like, are you for real?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's a little bit off topic, but related. And there's an article on it right now on my news site, youramericatv.com, written by someone who I think has been a guest on this show, Ron Stein.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Ron. Two-time Pulitzer Prize nominee on energy. And, you know, what he writes is not being talked about in the media, and that is this. You know, the elite in America, the elite globally, I should say, want to get rid of fossil fuels. The problem is fossil fuels, electricity, fossil fuels are needed for mass transportation, such as airplanes and so forth. And if you eliminate fossil fuels, who's gonna get hit the worst? Those poorest of nations, those people living in third world countries, because food gets transported mass from wealthy nations to poor nations by airplane and other methods which require fossil fuels. Now, I know it's a little bit off topic, but it's related to what you're saying.
No, it's the craziness. You're on top of it. It's like they never think past their elbows. Got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More auto workers could be on the picket lines as early as Friday.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a new strike deadline. If significant progress isn't achieved in contract talks by noon on Friday, September 22nd, They will mobilize additional local unions to join the stand-up strike.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has no right to hold nuclear weapons. He addressed the UN General Assembly earlier today as his country continues to fight against Russia's invasion. Zelensky said Russia should have been forced to give up its nuclear weapons in the 1990s. Gas prices are at a 2023 high. AAA said Monday that the national average for regular gas is $3.88 per gallon. That's a 5-cent jump over the past week, as nearly a dozen states now average $4 a gallon or higher. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. Right? We don't want you to be part of the problem. Nobody wants to be part of the problem. But if you get informed, if you show up here and you get informed, I'm telling you, when you have those conversations with others, you'll be well informed. Anyway, let me bring him back on. Rick Amato joins me as he does pretty much every week. Always appreciate his time with me. A lot happening, a lot to discuss. But before we get rolling, Rick, so we don't forget, we do it last minute, tell people about your show, how they can get more information about you.
Yeah, my show is called Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. We cover money, business, politics, and lifestyle. It's like a show you would see on Fox Business or CNBC. However, it's from an American grassroots Main Street perspective, not from a New York City perspective. You can watch.
And you tell the truth. Yeah, that's good, too.
There you go. There's a couple places you can watch it. One place is online on my news site, which is youramericatv.com. That's Y-O-U-R, americatv.com. And you can watch it on the Roku channel, on the Your America TV channel.
So
that's how you can watch us. We interview industry experts from all facets of business and breaking news newsmakers, from Dr. Elvita King, who is Martin Luther King's niece, to George Papadopoulos, who was in a Trump White House, Peter Navarro, both Navarro and Papadopoulos were in a Trump White House, and got visits from the FBI. James O'Keefe.
but they don't do that, Rick. They're very fair. They're very upfront. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you suggesting the FBI would be a little biased? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Both Navarro and Papadopoulos, they were not shy about saying that the DOJ has weaponized the FBI.
There's no question about it. When you see what's going on across the country, two 70-year-old women got not only arrested, but they were sentenced to 11 years. 70-year-old women they were sentenced to 11 years in prison for causing a ruckus at a Planned Parenthood, and they didn't destroy anything. They just went in and started praying for a place. Yet you have these BLM, Antifa, and so forth out there that set police cars on fire. Isn't it funny how within a year, they could find pretty much everybody that was near, around, or had something to do with January 6th, and yet these people who, you know, burned down police cars and burned down buildings and all kinds of other stuff, we can't find them for some reason.
You know, I didn't see that, sir. You're saying that 2 7-year-old women got
arrested on federal charges. The DOJ prosecuted them and won, and both of them are getting 11 years in prison. For, I don't know, it's the FACE Act or the FACE Law or whatever it was called. It's
but all they
ridiculous.
Did was pray?
I'm sorry?
All they did was pray?
Yeah, they went in there. All they did was pray. There were other people occupying the building for not the right reasons, but they just prayed.
Wow.
That's the last thing Planned Parenthood wants going on in their place.
Yeah. You know, and shifting gears for a moment, before the break, you know, we were talking about how third world nations are going to suffer the most.
Yeah. But yes, yep.
With if fossil fuels are eliminated, because that's how food gets to them.
Right.
From wealthy nations. And you had mentioned, you know, Rick, these leaders can't see past their elbows. Joe, I have been thinking about the why here for a long, long time, because we have a lot of very bizarre whys going on right now. Why are the global elite doing what we just said, you know, cutting down on removing fossil fuels when it's third world nations that get hurt the most? And oil has been responsible for the growth of the population over the last couple hundred years, which I know they'll say leads to global warming. I get that, but it shows how oil and fossil fuels help in medicine and in overall health, increasing one's lifespan. And so we're seeing things like that, and this whole gender weird stuff going on. And I am coming to the conclusion, and we'll talk about it in a future show, but I'm not ready to go deep yet. I don't think it's they're not seeing past their elbows. I used to. There's too much of a coincidence here.
Oh,
and
you're on the right road. I don't. When it comes to these third world nations, some of the smaller ones, I don't know. Man, I could be dead wrong about that. But you know, as you were going down your list, I want you to think about the fact that look at all the timed union disruptions right now, potential union walkouts, truck drivers and so forth.
Yeah, well, what I was getting at is I think that what we have going on in this wokeism culture,
yeah,
it is narcissist global, the global elite, being narcissistic. And it's their conclusion. I think it's going on here, and I said we'll talk more in detail in a very, very near future here. But there's just too many weird things going on out there. The same people who say follow the science tell us that there's more than two genders. Now I know we know, but see, I see a connection here. I see a connection between fossil fuels being eliminated, more than two genders being quote unquote a part of science, school boards getting in between. I know you can't talk about this. You're going to be careful. So this is me talking, not Joe.
Hey, school. I'm never careful about anything, Rick. Just go for it.
School boards getting in between themselves and the parents. Not school. Yeah, school boards.
Yeah,
getting between
boards as a whole. You're right. Yeah.
parents being called domestic terrorists. All this, to me, is related in some fashion. And I think it comes down to power, global power, and I'll say narcissism, but it's more than that. And I'm not quite prepared to go into detail yet. But did you see the National School Board? I mentioned global. Well, Rick, how is America School District global? That would have been a good question, but the news out today is the head of the National School Board recently, in the last 48 hours, has made a case for why the U.S. National School Board should be involved in Ukraine.
All right, that I didn't see. That is a new one.
Yeah. That's a new one. That's a new one.
Well, I do know. I do know that the head of the education department, federal, has been making his rounds around the country, talking about how they're losing kids out of the public school systems, how do they better serve the parents. But he doesn't really mean it. When you hear him talk, he's not really talking about giving parents choice. The choice is do what we say or else. That's the choice.
Yeah.
And this just shows you how deaf they are, Rick, to what's going on around them.
So to kind of, I agree with you. So when I said a little while ago things have gotten weird,
yep.
I could never imagine living in a society, living in America, as recently as just a couple years ago, where having the parents pushed out away from the kids was not considered something that was
sinister.
It's terrible. Whether
we got to go for a quick break. Hold that thought. Write down your note. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Rick and Mano right after this.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, inside secret. I got some delays. We lost total power here in North Venezuela. Up here. I mean, some of you guys get the joke. We talk about it on a regular basis. It's, you know, you heard about Venezuela having their brownouts and their internet issues and a whole bunch of other stuff. And people don't realize in California, we're having the same problems. To the point where the governor, let me bring him on. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me as well. You know, Rick, Governor Nuisance, he signed a whole bunch of things, and what was it, last week? He quietly signed the agreement to store more natural gas, right? And, you know, everybody's been screaming that we need to get off of natural gas, and he agreed, and yeah, it's bad stuff. And then what else was there he did last week? He repealed the law or signed a stay order or something that where we weren't allowed to go to states who didn't have the same transgender rights that we have. Well, that got pretty bad for him because there was more and more states jumping on that bandwagon. Nobody could go anywhere.
I didn't realize. So he repealed that, you said?
Yeah, he did. He wrote it. He stated he wants it repealed. There was something else he did that was interesting. Yeah, and he does a lot of interesting stuff, but this is interesting to the positive. I mean, the things that he fights for, and some of these other governors, too. You saw what happened in what was it, New Mexico, where they're going to freeze the First and Second Amendment, right? Among the two-ish ones that are the most important. But these governors that come out think they have unfettered rights to do anything, power to do anything they want to do, and they're finding it hard and fast. It's not true, right?
It's not true, and that leads me to another thought here. That shows the hypocrisy in the media, shows the hypocrisy among Democratic leaders, and hypocrisy runs in both parties. I'm not, that's why I'm a conservative. I believe in minimal government. But look, the left in America is anti-gun. All right,
yep.
They're welcome to be, even though there's. That's their shtick. They're welcome to be, even though there's a Second Amendment. They can have an opinion on that. But the media and the left is very vocal about being anti-gun. I found it fascinating. And there's a lesson to be learned, I think, for everyone about the media. When Hunter Biden got indicted for illegally buying a gun, was not allowed to buy a gun because of his drug addiction, his drug past, he bought a gun illegally and has been indicted for it. And now we see the media either A, ignoring the story,
yep,
or B, talking about how unfair and how unfair it is, and how politics has become too polarized. These are the same people who freak out over guns. But when someone on their side of the equation buys a gun illegally, well, that's hands off. I just want to point that out because I think it's an important story for everyone in society and your listeners, obviously, to just be aware of the hypocrisy in media and among politicians who are now calling this story unfair. President Trump.
Listen, everything on the left is unfair, right? Whenever something comes up that they don't like, it's unfair. The right judge. We found the right person. We are laying out false truths. You notice that?
Made your point. President Trump became the first former president in U.S. history to be indicted. And the media and many on the left said it was inevitable. Hunter Biden became the first sitting president's child to be indicted, and that alone makes it unfair, according to the media.
Unreal. I mean, the mere fact that they say there's absolutely nothing there to indict Biden shows you how shut down they are to the truth, how much they truly don't care about any of that.
And it shows, you're right, and a point I want to emphasize, it shows that the media is only going to give the information they want to give in the way they want to give it. And it's just good to be aware of it and call it out and tell it like it is.
Yep. Totally agree. I mean, you know, God bless. Newsom is running around telling everybody how great California is, how much freer we are than any other state. This is the place to be, blah, 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 blah. And when you look at the numbers now and the way people are leaving the state and what have you, if the numbers maintain the where they're at right now, we could lose, five more congressional seats.
Wow.
So it's a bigger deal than people think. And for him to run around talking about a great California, you know, those commercials that he have are hilarious, where people are, you know, water skiing in the morning and snowboarding in the afternoon, and what a great place to be, and you got all this kind of different food, and you get these, well, the pictures that he's putting up there, if you go there today, You can't move around there because there's so many people sleeping in the streets.
Ugh.
You know, but he doesn't care to tell the truth. Let's not tell the truth because then people won't come here. No.
I was just in Starbucks about 3 hours ago. I was actually working at a table outside. There's no seating inside. So I was sitting outside. I went to use the restroom. And I come out of the restroom, and as I opened the door, a homeless person walked in. Just as I opened it.
Wow.
Yeah.
They basically won't even touch him anymore. All right. According to this is a new data, not a survey. You know, some people get confused. This is not. This is where data is actually pulled from, where people are living, moving to where the there's people in California that are moving like crazy, but they're moving back to California or moving within California boundaries that they had set for themselves. But now that the Congress, it looks like it's going to affect congressional seats. You got Newsom and others that are doing all kinds of work, data work to find out what the truth is. And we could lose, technically, I think he said 5 seats, maybe 6. As we start looking again out to the census, where are we going to be? What's it going to be about? So by the time 2030 rolls around, we could conceivably be down, if we keep going in the same direction, to almost 8 seats. Now, that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. And, of course, you're not hearing much about that, except for on a Joe Messina show, I'll tell you that. you're not anywhere else.
But that's because everybody's so focused on Biden that they're not talking about the other stuff. What's his name? Mitt Romney deciding not to run again. Well, praise God. I'm glad he's not running again.
Yeah, you know? Right.
But you're not hearing much about that. You're not hearing much about what's happening, again, here in California. You know, some of the laws they're trying to change, some of the games they're trying to play. Now the death tax, they're trying to jerk that around so they end up with more of the money.
Yeah. And because my time is almost up, let me end it on a positive note with you.
No,
with you and your
positive stuff on this show. Come here. Go ahead.
Do you have any college football
team? Oh, no. I do not have sports people, but I know what you're going for, so go for it.
Deion Sanders has taken over the head coaching position at the University of Colorado. He took over one of the worst programs in America, and he now has that team off to a 3-0 or a 4-0 start.
Wow.
The reason I bring that up is Deion is someone that was involved in heavy womanizing, heavy materialistic goods, heavy alcohol, probably drugs. Very materialistic when he was making millions as a player. And he said he felt empty inside. And it wasn't until he found Jesus that he found out what he was missing in life. And he feels that God took him to the University of Colorado. It was his first year there. God took him there to take over one of the worst programs in the country. Not the best. One of the worst. They only won one game last year before he arrived. And so that he can put his skills and his strength within him to work. And the bigger point I want to make here is this. When it was announced a couple weeks ago, should I say when Deion Sanders arrived a couple weeks ago at the University of Colorado, fans on Twitter went out and tweeted him that, hey, this is a public university, welcome here. But keep your religious beliefs to yourself. There's no need for you.
God.
Yeah. No need for you to offend anyone.
Yeah.
And Deion Sanders tweeted back, thank you for that tweet. I'm going to praise God even more because of this.
Good for him. I mean, we need more people.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go. Tell people again where they can find your show quickly.
Online, you can find the show at youramericatv.com.
YourAmericaTV.com. People, check it out there. Yes, and look for him on Roku and other places like that. God bless. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.